Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A truly amazing thing about the human body is that it tends to reject anything which is foreign to it. Take a splinter, for instance, which has worked its way into your hide, as a thorn did my thumb when I was pruning the roses a few days ago. Unable to dig it out with a needle, I said to myself, "Well, I'll just let nature take care of it." Sure enough, it was sore for a few days, and then the surface around the thorn toughened as the surface of the flesh began to isolate the foreign object. Sure enough, in a few days the thorn worked its way to the surface where I could get at it with tweezers. When surgeons perform transplants, the same thing is true whether it is a heart, a kidney, a liver, or an eye, which a generous donor is given that someone else might have life or sight. The key to success is the body's willingness to accept the organ which came from outside. To combat the tendency of the human body to reject a foreign organ or substance, doctors infuse the recipient of a transplant with massive doses of antibiotics and chemicals which combat the rejection. When it comes to the relationships within a family, the same thing is strangely true. It's our old nature to put ourselves first, to reject anything or anyone who threatens the status quo. Marriage counselors are quick to point out that one of the biggest problems in marriage and family living is a malady that simply can be described as selfishness or ego. It can be described as me first, and you fit into my plans if you really want to be happy. It's the principle of rejecting that which is foreign, and it destroys relationships. To offset the rejection tendency, relationships need a special chemical that is extremely costly, a substance called love. But this substance isn't ordinary love, if any love is really ordinary. It's the kind of love which writers in the New Testament described as agape love. Now, hold on, you may be saying, I'm not much of a scholar. What is it? How can I get it? When Jesus was here, he wanted us to know that the kind of love which we need today is one with special qualities. And to convey the message, Jesus used a Greek word, agape. But he redefined it and gave it deeper meaning. In a very real sense, he elevated the word and he gave it new direction. The kind of love which offsets rejection, agape love, was the kind that caused God the Father to send his Son to earth. It's a sacrificial kind that really puts the interest of the other person above your own selfish interest. Starting to get the picture? It was a unique love, a kind of third-dimension one, with God being the originating party. Unlike other concepts of love, which were associated with sexual gratification or even a kind of brotherly love that developed between good friends, this kind embraced a divine quality. As the result of what Christ did for us, every person through a relationship with God can have this kind of love. Now, in light of what I've just said, may I remind you of what Jesus told us recorded in John 15? Here it is. Love one another as I have loved you. An unconditional kind. The kind you need for your husband or wife if you're married. The kind of love which every child needs if he or she is to grow up with a healthy self-image. It's this kind of love that allows husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Thank God, when He touches our lives, that love can overflow.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.